B-Pod Studios.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
I have peed in a pool.
That's us. You would hate working with us.
It was somebody really hot, and you're like, I can't give it up. This, like, on day one, you wear the most awful pair of panties.
Kiss 95.1.
Did you know anybody that had a really bad laugh?
Yeah, I have an obnoxious laugh.
You do not.
And
no,
so
I love your laugh.
So does my old pair, Elena.
That's a cool laugh.
That's Elena. This is Lorraine.
That's your giggle.
Yeah, that's my giggle. But my girlfriend, Laura, has an obnoxious laugh, too, to the point where the first time I heard Laura laugh, I thought she was making fun of me.
I love it when you're at a comedy show or you're watching a comedy show and you hear that one distinctive laugh out of all the others. I love that person. I want to sit down and talk to him. And make them laugh.
All right, you ready? Okay. Let's go. Here we go. We're at a Chris Rock concert. Comedy show.
It's like, because you can't get nobody being you. You got to lie to get somebody. You can't get nobody looking like you look, acting like you act, sounding like you sound. It's like, when you meet somebody for the first time, you're not meeting them. You're meeting their representative. That's right. Who's the biggest liars? Men or women?
Women! Women! Women!
Women! Oh my gosh.
Men lie the most, women tell the biggest lie. Men, we lie all the time. We lie so much it's damn near language.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
That's a good way to start off for the day.
Yeah, you can hear people's laughs, man. Yeah. I love it.
My friend's mom had a laugh that was like something I'd never heard before. It was like, like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do it again.
And it would come out of nowhere. It was like, we would be in his room playing Nintendo in like the early 90s or whatever, and she'd be watching, I don't know, Full House, Urkel, who knows, it was a Friday night. And you just hear,
That's so good, man. See, that would make me want to... I would go to the living room and hang out with her.
And sometimes she could speed it up, you know, it'd be really fast, like... And you would see her, and you would never think that sound would come out of her, you know what I mean? She'd just look...
Yeah.
You know.
I love it. I love people's beautiful laughs, man.
It is a beautiful thing. Oh, so good. And we have so many laughs saved in our...
I'm now hot. I got to roll my sleeve. Yeah.
That's somebody who called in.
That's a good one, too.
Where's the guy. Play the guy.
Where do you see him?
Right here. Yeah. That's when the Count called in. Count Dracula.
That's what it sounds like.
You wouldn't eat us, right, sir? No, I would not. Well, what about your day? I'll start things off.
Okay.
I have another car pickup storyline. As you know, I picked my son up from school, elementary school.
Where are you doing appropriate things?
On in your car line.
Yep. Well, I told you, I told the story yesterday that the day before I got busted by someone spitting sunflowers, I was spitting sunflower seeds out the window, and it was just gross. And I looked and somebody was watching me, who I knew, one of my son's friend's moms. But yesterday I go and I do the pickup. Now, I happen to know the resource officer that took over the job this year at Dean's school. It's a good friend of mine. And he rotates through school, so sometimes he's there and sometimes he's not. I hadn't seen him in a long time. But when I pull up, I see the principal and the resource officer talking to Dean. So, but I know it's nothing bad because the principal is a fan of the show and the resource officer I know.
And they would have called you.
They both walked Dean to my car. And then they proceed to tell me, as Dean gets in the car, that Dean's telling them that I can get them a deal at Providence Eye and Laser Specialist for getting LASIK done.
Your kid is doing commercials at school.
Yes, because Dean was on a commercial in December, yeah. So the principal was like, oh, I heard that, Dean. I forgot to tell you. You sounded really good. And then the resource officer said, I called over there, I set up an appointment. So now the principal and the resource officer said that they're available for commercials because they're going to get it done.
That's great.
The conversation, though, lasted a good 10 minutes. And the pickup line, y'all, is like drill. It's like you pull in, kids get in, and you have to move on. Y'all, cars were going around us. Now, imagine what the cars that were going around us would see. The principal and the resource officer and Dean standing out in front of my car having a conversation.
Now, dang good.
Although all of a sudden, no kid in your son's school is allowed to hang out with him.
What do you think they thought? That was my thought yesterday. But anyway, what about you guys?
By the way, you should enjoy the fact that your son still likes you on the radio.
I know.
Just in a matter of time, he's going to hate it. Yeah.
I know. And Ruby's starting to understand it now because Ruby gets sad when a man drops Dean off, and so she'll say, well, let's listen to Daddy, and she'll go, Daddy Radio.
Aww.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
So my one thing I want to talk about is I am never going to be a good criminal ever. So my backyard's padlocked, and I don't know the code to get into it, and it just seems like such a bad idea for me to call a locksmith. Like, how hard can a padlock be? So I'm out there, and I'm trying to cut it. Cutter things.
Bolt cutter. You need like big, strong industrial bolt cutters.
Sure.
Okay.
It requires muscle to evidently do it. Well, none that I have. So then I'm starting YouTubing like other remedies, and I'm out there with wrenches, I'm out there with hammers, I'm beating the hell out of a padlock. People probably think that, like, if they don't know who I am, because I'm very mysterious in my neighborhood, like my neighbors probably don't know who I am, they probably thought I'm breaking into someone's backyard.
Do you have a wooden fence?
Yes.
Why don't you just uninstall the whole lock system? Like,
what does that mean?
Like, take it off with a screwdriver.
Yeah, she's right. Just take off the thing that the lock holds.
The latch
just
and everything.
Unscrew that whole thing and put a new latch on. That's your answer. You're right, Lauren.
Right? Oh. That's the cheapest thing instead of calling a locksmith or breaking the fence or anything else. Leave it to a woman to figure it out.
She brings up a good point, bud.
She does bring up a good point. Is it just you screw it in?
Yeah.
It's
a wooden fence.
Okay, then maybe I'll just unscrew and screw it back in.
That would be an awesome criminal, apparently.
You would be. Do you guys want to install it for me?
I figured that out in 3 seconds.
Something tells me that one of Loren's boyfriends in her past was behind some sort of a fence, and it didn't stop Loren from getting in. But we're talking about this, dude. You just unscrew this, right? Isn't this kind of what you're talking about, what you have?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's also a cord where you could pull it from the other side.
Yeah,
okay,
it's all
screwed into the fence. Unscrew it, and then the lock is here.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the lock. Just throw the whole thing out.
Well, you guys come fix it.
It's $2.09.
All right, that's cheaper than the $100 locksmith call.
All right. So you're not a criminal.
Hell no.
Clearly.
I'm not even strong.
What's the one thing you want to tell us this morning?
I'm going through like all the mommy postpartum stuff. This morning I realized, so when you, after you have a baby, like 3 months after, you start to lose hair. So I started to get a bald spot on the side of my head. And now my hair is growing back. And look, I have this like tuft of hair. Can you guys see it? Looks like wheat growth.
Okay.
But it's like really funny to me.
Yeah.
I never noticed you had a bald spot.
Yeah. I started to get one like, I guess, 3 months ago, and it's finally growing in now. Hmm. So.
It looks good.
And my boys took a bath together last night for the first time.
Oh, cool.
I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because it is so hard to bathe one and then have to watch the other one. And now I can just do it all together.
Do they love it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so much fun. Although I did walk away to get a towel for like 2 seconds. And Jackson's in his like little thing so he can't fall over. I literally turned around for 1 minute. And when I turned back around, Cash was pouring water over Jack's head. And I was Cash.
Yeah, but here's what happens. Dean did the same thing to Ruby. And now Ruby is not afraid of water going under or anything like that because she's been tortured by Dean in the bathtub. So it's no issue for her. Like Dean, I'll tell Dean to go take a shower and I'll come out and half of his head is still dry because he doesn't want to put his hair under. And I'm like, bud, just do it. Ruby goes into the tub. She's like, Ruby, put hair under it. And he goes right under.
Well, good. It'll work out for me long term.
It really is a cool thing, Roy, how older brothers and sisters can really, put their touch on the kid, on their younger siblings,
sure.
you know, and
they're helping
and
raise
them
too. Yeah.
yeah. To help groom them. So,
yeah.
All right. A lot to do today. We've got your $10,000 grand prize with the Kiss Cash Code at 8 a.m. We found out producer Nicole has cut something entirely out of her life, and it was shocking to all of us. We'll get to that. War of the Roses at 7:50.
Big show for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
We're going to be so busy.
Up next, though, did you see Gastonia's got a new baseball team?
I saw that, and I voted for a different name, so now I'm not excited.
All right, let's go through all the names, and then we'll tell you the name they picked. Gastonia's new baseball team, which, by the way, I want to go throw out a first pitch this year.
I do, too.
All right.
I remember I had a sash because I was the hall monitor and the base.
You wore a sash, Loren.
Yeah, but mine was because I was a nerd. You were because you're beautiful.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Buddy.
Big news coming out of the gas house. But what, is that not what you're bringing up?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm bringing up. You said that you weren't happy because they didn't pick the name of the team. They didn't, not the one that you voted for.
They put out like five names, and the name that I recommended, and I tagged some leaders, you know, hey, pick one. They didn't pick it.
I have to be honest. I thought all the names were a joke when I saw them. Originally.
Loren.
I'm sorry.
Do you have the names, Roy?
I do.
All right. What do you got?
The Gastonia, and it's a baseball team.
Okay.
Gastonia Fire Ants. Gastonia Hogzillas. Gastonia Honey Hunters. Gastonia Hot Shots. Gastonia Uppercuts.
Now,
what'd you vote for?
I loved Gastonia Fire Ants. I think Fire Ants...
They're the worst.
They are the monsters of North Carolina. What did you vote for, Roy?
I was a big fan of the Hogzillas.
That's what I would have gone with out of all of those.
I thought it was weird, and I never heard it before, and it was funny, and somehow Gastonia all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The Gastonia Hogzillas. Mm-hmm. Like, I could hear it.
Producer Nicole, we put this up on our socials. Do you remember what people liked the most?
I don't think anybody liked anything because just like Loren, when you sent me that to put on our socials, I thought you were kidding. Like, oh.
Well, no, but you put it up.
I put it up.
What did they go with? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, we asked them what, it could be gone. It was on our story.
Hang on.
Nobody responded.
Oh, really? Nobody responded?
No.
Nobody liked any of it?
Because they probably thought it was a joke.
It's not a joke.
I could have sworn.
Hogzillas, like for real?
That's
Uppercuts?
Yeah, but you understand.
An
like,
uppercut is a movement.
This is a low level baseball league, and
to
sell merch. The names are everything.
So we need a low level name.
No. Then you need a cool name.
Cool.
Well, listen. They ended up picking the Gastonia Honey Hunters. Okay.
Oh, they picked Honey Hunters.
Yes, and the logo is out and everything.
Oh, so they already had the Honey Hunters lined up.
You think?
Yeah, well, they said that. They said that the name will be picked tomorrow.
Oh.
We did just a poll just to see what you guys thought.
I thought it was up for debate. Hogzillas, that would have been cool. On
Here's
a
the logo.
On a
That's funny.
The Gastonia Honey Hunters.
And it looks like it's a skunk as their mascot.
No, that's a honey hunter.
What's a honey hunter?
Not
a it looks like
that.
A skunk.
On fire.
It looks
by
like
the
an
way.
Angry skunk on fire. That is so. That's cool, man.
I need to get. I am going to get a honey hunter hat.
Okay.
All right.
Not with the HH, with the skunk on fire. So, congratulations to Gastonia on your new baseball team.
The honey hunters.
The Gastonia. Honey hunters.
Or is it a badge hunter? What is that?
Badger.
Honey badger?
Honey badger.
All right, Gastonia, here they come. Your honey hunters.
Oh, it's a honey badger. That's what that thing is.
You know what? Badgers are pretty cool, though. They're mean animals, too.
Yeah, so maybe that's what they were going for.
Okay.
But the Hogzillas just sounds funny to me.
Look up some, like, funny sports teams names. Because these minor league teams, literally, to get any money, they have to come up with a cool logo and like a cool mascot,
right?
Like the Florida hockey team, the Everblades. That's a cool name.
Everblades,
the Everblades.
Play on the Everglades.
Yep, the Louisiana Ice Gators.
Okay, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, things like that. So, all right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the top places to work in 2021. These people are hiring. And we have like the top 10 places where you get great benefits, good place to work, long lunches, and all that stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
For new jobs in 2021, and we did all the hard work for you. We found the best places to work in 2021.
Yeah, so we found a list. Oh, my camera's not working. Oh boy,
you got it.
There we go. Okay. So sorry, I had a hard time with that one. So we found this list, and it's from Business Insider. If you're looking for a new job in 2021, these are the best places to work this year. Now, a Glassdoor company is reeling in their 13th annual Employee Choice Awards, and they have the best place to work in 2021.
Okay. Beasley Media.
Not on the list. Sorry.
That's our company.
Mm-hmm. So they asked that they split them into two categories, the best places to work and then the 50 small business and medium business companies. But it was based on just an open dialogue from employees.
Okay.
Microsoft is on the list. Lululemon.
Hey-o.
I would love to work at Lululemon.
Just to get that free product.
That discount, though. Delta Airlines.
You get to fly for free.
Mm-hmm. Google.
Yeah, they're always on there.
Because they, like, feed their staff. You get your own car.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you work at, like, the main campus. Because I know somebody that works for Google, like, not in the big campus, and he's like, it's kind of a crap. It's not
really.
Yeah.
That's like Red Ventures. I hear mixed things about Red Ventures, and we have a huge campus right here off of 521 in Charlotte, but
I've only heard things about
I've only
Red
heard
Ventures.
Great things.
People that have left have been like, no, it's not good.
Well, I hear you're working all the time.
Okay.
But they have like basketball courts and food court. Who doesn't want that?
No kidding. And wasn't the movie The Intern with Robert De Niro and Vince Vaughn about the Google campus? Remember? Wasn't De Niro?
Vince Vaughn and was in a movie with like the Google campus, but Robert De Niro was in a movie called The Intern, which was about a clothing fashion company.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm mixing the two up. You're right.
It was a great movie, The Intern.
Yeah, with Anne Hathaway.
I loved it. I really
thought it was a good movie, too.
I cried.
You did?
I did.
When his wife cheats on her.
And he is there for her.
Yeah, just what like happens? Perfect grandpa.
Is The Internship a good movie? It doesn't. That's not one that gets replayed all the time, like Old School and...
Well, I liked it just because of the cool, because at the time, I don't know what year it came out, but...
2013.
But at the time, like, no office was like the Google office. Right. So just to see them around all that cool stuff and like the sleeping pods.
Yeah.
I am surprised that Apple is not on this list. HubSpot made the list, the software company.
I heard Apple's lunch food sucks. That's why it's not on the list.
All they serve is apples.
Yeah.
In-N-Out Burger, number 3.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, In-N-Out, every time I've ever heard of it, I've seen In-N-Out, like the lines are busy. So if you work there.
But remember when we went to that one in L.A., how crazy it was?
It was so crowded. We had to eat outside across the street on a wall.
Do we have?
We got on a school bus.
Do we have any?
Remember the school bus was there?
I remember that story.
I may barely. Years ago.
I was not there, but I do remember
the
story.
We were intoxicated.
Are there any In-N-Outs on the East Coast?
No.
No.
Because it's fresh product. They haven't figured out the logistics.
Not like Del Taco in Rock Hill that screwed us over.
I love Del Taco. And then the top 10, number one in the top 10 of the best places to work in 2021 is Bain & Company.
The Capital Investment Group?
I think it's a Glassdoor company.
Oh.
I think it's the villain in the Batman movies.
Bane?
Yeah. I'm going to go work for the Penguin.
Yeah, that's weird. I saw a TikTok go viral of a guy. He said he worked at Best Buy. And he says, when you're an employee, you can buy any Best Buy product for 5% more than what the company purchased the product for.
Wait, tell me again?
So you get to buy any of their products for 5% more than what Best Buy bought it for.
If you work for Best Buy?
If you work for Best Buy.
But so, I don't, but how
so
do I
like, know? So like they resell Beats headphones, it could be like $300 headphones. Well, Best Buy probably buys it for $150, $200 because they got to make a profit. And then you just buy it 5% more than what Best Buy bought it for.
Well, I gotcha.
So you get, he's like, it's Black Friday sales.
All the time.
All the time, if you're an employee.
How do they keep employees, though, from buying it and then, like, selling it to their friends?
Who knows? I don't know.
Remember when we got Beats headphones here for the Beasley Media Group?
Yeah, I do remember that.
We had to sign a paper that said we wouldn't sell them.
Yep,
and then we would make a profit off of it.
That, and then I remember our boss was like, it's not yours, it's ours, we're just giving it to you. And then every person that lost their job or got fired kept them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that rule's not that much of a big deal. Uh-huh. And then so we hired some new people, and we're like, hey, can we get them Beats headphones? We ran out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We won a lawsuit.
Against guess who?
Because we had the B logo first.
Yeah, we had the Beats logo before he did. He stole it.
And I can't find an article anywhere on the internet about the lawsuit between Beasley and Beats.
The settlement.
And the settlement went in the Beasley's favor because we still have the logo, the same logo as the Beats logo, and we all ended up with headphones.
Right. I said, but I guess, you know, settlements are confidential. They probably sound a big.
Oh.
You found something?
It's like the second thing that came up. Oh. Dr. Dre hit with a $25 million bill.
It's not Beasley.
For Beats headphones.
Yeah, but that's not Beasley.
It's not? Let me click on it because it says something about Beasley's Best in the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the article.
Now, let's all take a moment to...
I can't believe you found it because I've looked.
We've looked for years. Because we always thought it, too, was like a lie. Like, it's... Like, I kind of thought it was just, like, the rumor around the company, you know?
Oh, no, you're right. It's not Beasley.
It's not Beasley. Mm-hmm. I can't find anything about the Beasleys. And I even asked our chief attorney, and she goes, yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
Oh, good answer. They've all been sworn to secrecy.
Good answer. I'll take my Beats headphones and walk on. And by the way, Dr. Dre's still in the hospital, so we won't say
still, too. I think he's still in the ICU.
Yeah, too. We can't talk bad about him.
So, God bless them. We're praying.
Thanks for the headphones.
Blame the headphones.
Appreciate it.
Get better.
We're coming right back. We're going to talk about something we talked about yesterday later on in the show. What scared you as a kid and what scares you now as an adult? We'll get into that coming up in Lesson 10. Asking you guys, Roy and Lauren, what was it that scared you as a kid and what scares you as an adult? And a lot of times it could be the same thing. You know, bugs, spiders, birds. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it could be something different. My son Dean is scared of the little crawl space behind his closet. Mm-hmm. You know, and he says there's like a dark man, that like a shadow that lives in there. And I'm like, Dean, there's no shadow that lives in there. There's no shadow man that's coming out to get you.
That was scary. See, I can't have a child just for that reason.
The kid would scare you.
The kid would scare me to death.
You'd both be sleeping together with the covers over your head.
My kid would look at me like, Dad's so strong, and he's there to protect the family. If he says some crap like, Dad, there's another person in the house, I'd be like, hell no, let's go to a hotel.
Lisa in The Simpsons, because you know that's my reality. Lisa walked in and told Homer she had a bad dream about a boogeyman, and they both ran to Marge.
That's how it'd be for me.
Yeah.
Don't spook me out, man.
So I said to Dean, listen, as you get older, you'll realize there's nothing in your closet and you're perfectly safe in your own home. But I understand that you're scared. I said, when you get older, you have different fears. He goes, well, what are you scared of? And I said, not really things like that. Not ghosts, not things like that. I said, you know,
money.
Yeah, paying for your college.
Retiring.
Making sure I keep the lights on in the home.
Yeah.
Things like that. But, Loren, we got a bunch of text messages from yesterday from people, and we said, what were you scared of as a kid, and what are you scared of now?
Mm-hmm.
And 803 said, I'm scared of crickets now.
Yeah, crickets are tough.
Hmm.
Because they really are no harm in your house, but they're just a bug, and they're loud.
They jump.
We had a huge spider on our couch yesterday. And I think it was just from, like, taking down the Christmas tree, like, bringing the boxes back in that were sitting in the garage, yep. Whatever. You would have thought, I thought Elena was going back to Italy. She's like, kill it!
There she goes, taking off. 704 says, my greatest fear has always been toilets. As a kid, I was afraid of toilets. I'm 40 years old, and I'm still covering my ears when I flush the toilet.
Really? Oh, it's the noise? Really?
Yep.
Oh. I would think, like...
Being sucked in?
Yeah, but I was even going a step further, like something coming up and grabbing you.
Like a snake, yeah. You hear those horror stories. 803 says, I was never scared of heights as a child. I jumped off of all kinds of things, rode roller coasters. Now I won't ride any roller coasters with my own children. Fears change once you have kids, and that is true.
Yeah.
I will say I loved roller coasters as a kid, and I don't love them anymore. No. I'll still do it, but it's not, like, one time, I'm good.
I want to do it because I've been too fat to do it for quite some time, and I want to get skinny enough to get back on a roller coaster. But then once I do it, I'm like, why put my body through...
Hand me a cheeseburger?
Yeah, like, I'll gain the weight back.
I'm the same way. I can handle a roller coaster when I'm on it and it's fun, but I'm not waiting in line like we did for the Fury 365 or the Copperhead Strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were dying to get on that Copperhead Strike.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Nicole, you love roller coasters. Didn't you go ride coasters that night when we just sat there and drank and played cornhole?
Yeah, there was like a lag in the beginning of the night, and so we were right in front of the Intimidator.
Yeah.
So we just hopped in line.
Hmm. Yeah, it hurts your neck.
I know. Yeah. And it's cold at night.
We sound like old people. It's so complaining.
Hurt my neck. And I go, I know.
I like the 4D theaters where they sprinkle water on you and the chair moves.
I like this text message. Somebody said that they're afraid of ladybugs and they just can't explain why.
Yeah, that's strange.
We had a little ladybug floating around in our office yesterday.
I didn't think I realized they flew, by the way. When it flew away, I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
It's a fly?
980 says, I was deathly afraid of inchworms as a kid. I'm deathly afraid of inchworms as an adult. I know it's irrational, but they're terrifying.
I think they're kind of cool.
Let's see. A lot of people are afraid of different political candidates.
Yeah, me too.
I used to be scared that there was something under my bed. I would get a running start and dive into it and never let my feet dangle. We've talked about that before, too.
That probably comes from it, though. The clown under the bed.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, under the bed stuff scares me. I was traumatized by a story that a dad checked on his daughter, and his daughter said, there's a monster underneath the bed. And he goes, no, I'll check for you. And he gets under the bed and... his daughter's underneath the bed and says, Dad, there's someone in my bed. And that traumatized me because there's two daughters, one on top, one underneath the bed. And which daughter was real?
Right.
One was the monster. Nobody knew. It freaked me out.
That's crazy. Amanda, if we're all upstairs and the kids are sleeping, like last night we watched Bridgerton upstairs, she had to go downstairs to get the laundry out of the dryer. And I just hear like... and she comes running back up and she's
really?
Like, yeah, she doesn't like being downstairs alone.
Oh, when you turn off all the lights.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep. I thrive when I'm home alone.
704 says, I have a fear of poodles, not dogs, just poodles. I was attacked by one as a kid.
Okay. So you got some PTSD there. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thanks for sharing, everyone. It's crazy how many people were afraid of something as a kid and they still have that same fear as an adult. You know what I mean? Like, I was never afraid of heights as a kid. Now I'm afraid of heights. Hate it. Hate bridges. I hate all that stuff. All right, coming up after 7, Roy, we got to get into this.
I want something, and I think some people would criticize me for it, but I'm telling you, you probably want to carry one too.
Okay, we'll get into that. Plus, don't forget, 1 hour from now, you're shot at $10,000 with the first Kiss Cash code.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Less than an hour now from $10,000 with the Kiss Cash code. Also, at 8 o'clock, a $500 bonus could be in your hands. In our multi-city contest, so make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock for that.
So we paint the picture. Yesterday, we're leaving. And Roy's like, all right, I'm done. I'm out of here. I had a couple commercials to cut, so I stayed. Loren had like a phone call, so she was staying. And something was said, and Roy goes, oh, let me look into that right now. And he takes his...
set back down.
He takes his laptop back out from his bag, opens it, and sits there and begins to shop for what?
immerse. It's a good idea. I started realizing about like what I'm like I need things with me where I go. And I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind having immerse. I kind of carried a little bit of immerse when I traveled over the holidays and I put snacks in it. And it was wonderful. And I already have a bag that I carry for work, and it's wonderful. It has my self-defense in it. It has chapstick in it. It has stamps in it. It has
got your thermometer in it.
My thermometer. Yeah, I got a knife. We have stuff in it. And then so I was like, you know, wouldn't it be cool if everywhere I went, I always just carried a bag and I had snacks. And
how do you carry the bag? Are you going to carry it like a briefcase? Are you going to wrap it around you? Is it going to be like a fanny pack? What are you thinking?
Are you Alan from The Hangover?
Yeah. Are you going to wear it like over your shoulder, like a strap?
No, I don't think it'd be that type of merch. I'm thinking it would probably be more like a backpack if I could think. You know, like I have a backpack for Callie. And I love it. You know, it has all of her things in it. So whenever I take her out and about, everything she would ever possibly need, I have it.
I think this is a good look for you.
That's fantastic. He looks fabulous.
Look at how big that bag is in the picture. It's enormous.
As big as my bag that I bring to work every day.
Yeah. So like, I think it'd be cool if I could have like a bag that I could also, you know, concealed carry and do all these other things.
Now, to not stereotype you, Roy, because I think the MERS is a fantastic thing. It's a man purse. But I am curious how many other people who are listening to this conversation use something or rock something of the opposite sex.
Yeah, that's really taking gender roles there. Like, you know, but because I'm not, it's not like a, like, I bet there's a lot of guys listening and they have what we call a MERS, but it's really, they just have a bag with them. I bet it's in your car. Mm-hmm. I bet it's always nearby. Like, I have a lot of friends that have like tactical bags that they carry in their
range bags.
Yeah. I bring mine in and out of work every day, but it's got our show stuff in it, my headphones, my mic cover.
So, like, technically, wouldn't that be a MERS?
Flonase.
A messenger bag?
Yeah, but I only carry it. I leave it in my car.
So I'm saying is that, like, I want that, but I'll always have it with me. I mean, that's not necessarily take it out of the car, but I'll always have a bag filled with things that I may need mm-hmm. when I'm out and about.
Manny, you were talking about, like, having something of the other sex or whatnot.
Yeah, you rock something of the opposite sex.
I have a friend in LA and her husband started a blog where they wear, like, they share a closet. So, like, he wears her clothes and she wears his clothes and it looks so cool. Like, it's like a shirt that, like, either one of them can wear. It's like
is it unisex looking?
Yeah, it's a unisex blog is basically what it is. But I thought it was cool because I was like, I could just imagine Dallas and I like having a unisex wardrobe where I'm like, Dallas, I want that shirt. Like, you cannot wear that shirt. I called it.
Well, that was the kind of the joke when Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles came out that they were dating, that like Harry just wants to raid Olivia's wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, think about, you know, with all the electronics we have, I have two phones now. I can keep one phone in my bag. I can keep chargers. I can keep headphones. I have a lot of things I carry on a day-to-day basis.
Does any guy carry a MERS out there?
Don't call it a MERS.
What am I going to call
it? It's just a bag. Do you have a daily bag that you have around?
Mm. Well, this blog does say don't call it a MERS.
Don't call it a MERS.
So, like, we call it a battle pack when we travel. Dallas carries, like, a sling strap backpack. I guess he has a MERS, too.
Yes. I mean, MERS is such a stereotypical. You have this.
It's funny.
Yeah. I mean, we're saying it in mm-hmm. good fun, but I kind of want to have, right now, I just have a work bag. I want a daily bag.
Yesterday, when you were getting ready to leave here mm-hmm. and you pulled out your laptop yep. again to do the research, what did you type in?
Well, I typed in bags for men.
Okay. Because I typed in MERS on my Google search here and uh-huh. I got all these pictures. So it does show, by the way, they're expensive. $135.
Listen, I ain't getting no Gucci, you know. Daily bag.
$79? 704 says, I'm a guy and I carry a messenger bag every day, even more now so that I have a 2-month-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you've got kids, basically your diaper bag, yeah, it's your MERS. 518 texted and said, growing up, my dad always carried a MERS. It had a strap and he would wear it everywhere.
Yeah. I think now more than ever, I really want it. It was really nice when I wanted a snack when I was going down the road, and I was able to reach in my bag and grab a snack.
You guys know you're jealous because we carry bags.
Yeah.
You know you are. We got everything with us. Nicole comes in, says, I have a headache. What do? I go straight to my purse.
That's wonderful. I am now jealous of that.
Let me see the size of your bag you're rocking today, Loren.
It's enormous.
Oh, my gosh. It is enormous. What's in there? Do quick inventory.
Okay. I got my breast pumps.
Boy, you wouldn't need that.
Nope.
Oh.
I brought my water bottle, which is out.
Okay.
I've got this little bag, which has all kinds of medicine in it.
Your bag has a bag.
Yeah. It's got hairspray in it, tampons.
Can we talk about the fact that
Visine.
Can we talk about the fact that you got pills in a Ziploc bag? You ever heard of a prescription bottle?
Well, it's ibuprofen, but I need a little at home. I need a little in my bag in case I need it.
Ixnay on the pills.
I've got my glasses. I've got my headphones. I've got my agenda. I have Biofreeze.
What's
I have
bio?
An apple.
Why do you have a random apple? I guess in case you get hungry.
Yeah.
It's your snack. See, when I was thinking of snacks, I was thinking of like Oreos. You know, she has an apple in there.
But do you take all this stuff out and then put it in the, like if you bring a different bag in tomorrow, you take everything out and then load it into that bag? Or is each bag loaded and ready to carry?
No. I would transfer everything in the bag to another bag if I was going to change bags. But
okay.
If not, then this stays in the bag all of the time.
And I have a question for the guys. We have a lot of people that admit that are texting and saying, hey, I carry like a messenger bag. I carry a bag with me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you carry that just for work or is it like everywhere you go? Because I kind of now want a bag wherever I go.
Yeah. Well, if you have enough to carry, Roy, just use it. Rock it. You would look good.
I honestly.
Get the strap across your body.
I like Loren's bag that she brought in today. I think it's a really nice bag.
Yeah, but you got to carry that like a briefcase. Guys aren't doing that.
No, you need like a satchel.
I need a satchel.
A messenger bag.
Hey, there's Skittles in there. You got to put Skittles in it.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, but real quick, 980 said, I honestly wish more men would carry their stuff instead of making their girlfriends or wives carry it in
Where's
their
my
purse.
Bell?
Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's make it a thing.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
This is pretty funny. It's all about online dating and dating apps nowadays. According to the website Vice, pictures with certain dog breeds might fetch you more attention on these dating apps.
Oh, I bet I know what it is.
Okay.
Is it a golden retriever?
It is not.
Really? That's like America's dog.
It is not. Listen to this. It's not cats. It is dogs. Men tend to be into women with Staffordshire Bull Terriers, Chihuahuas, or a mixed breed. Women, on the other hand, are looking for a man to date with a Jack Russell, but also swoon over Labradors or Cockapoos.
Oh, Labradors or Labrador Retriever. That's a golden retriever.
Okay.
Yeah.
It should be noted that the study was conducted in the UK,
mm-hmm.
and the dog breed preferences are likely to be different geographically. But I thought that was so funny. I didn't know that when you dated on apps and you dated online and Plenty of Fish or wherever you are, you go that deep. You're like, okay, I can see he's a nice looking guy, got a good body, good job. I'm just not a Dalmatian girl.
Love Dalmatians.
See, I think any dog is a magnet in the dating world.
It's kind of what my thought is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a dog. I didn't know that you broke it down by breed.
Well, I don't know. So, don't at me because I'm about to say something that's probably going to be controversial for some people. My mom's boyfriend has a bulldog. And although he's very cute, his bum is very leaky. And I don't know if I can date somebody who
Wait,
had a bulldog.
The guy's bum is leaky or the bulldog's bum
the
is leaky?
The dog's bum is leaky. I'm like, I'm more like... Listen, if you've got a standard poodle, you're my man.
I thought that was funny, though. And by the way, I'm surprised about the Jack Russell.
Me too, because they're, I mean, hyper, high-energy dogs.
They are so crazy, so hyper. And a cockapoo. Hmm.
They're cute.
I get a lot of comments whenever I'm out with my dog. She's a beagle.
Well, Callie is adorable.
He's bright.
And you're a catch.
Right.
Wow.
I'm straight.
What a day to come into work.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Scott. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right.
Yeah. All right. throw her out, Scott. Yeah, get going, he says.
Get out.
Lauren is putting her headphones down, Scott. She's walking out, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Scott, good luck. Here we go. Betty White may be a few days shy of her 99th birthday, but she's showing no signs of slowing down. She played Rose on what iconic TV show?
The Golden Girl.
Olivia Wilde is currently dating a One Directioner, and her ex, Jason Sudeikis, apparently wants to get back with her and is hoping that maybe this is just a phase she's going through. What former 1D member is she dating now?
I'm going to say Harry Styles.
Question three. There will be a TV special next week for the inauguration, and the actor who starred in such movies as Sully, Forrest Gump, and Captain Phillips is going to be hosting it. What's his name?
It's Tom Hanks.
And Demi Lovato is finally ready to tell her whole stories in a YouTube docuseries coming out in March. True or false, YouTube was founded in 2005.
Hey, I'm going to say false.
Question five. Mary-Kate Olsen is one step closer to being divorced, even though she put in the paperwork back in April. She's starting what iconic ABC sitcom?
Oh, Full House.
All right, come on in, Lauren.
All right, Lorena, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Scott did really well. He got four correct.
Okay.
All right, Lorena's settling into her seat. Here we go. Betty White may be a few days shy of her 99th birthday, but she shows no signs of slowing down. She played Rose on what iconic TV show?
Golden Girls.
1-1.
Olivia Wilde is currently dating a One Directioner, and her ex, Jason Sudeikis, apparently wants to get back with her and is hoping that this is just a phase. Which former 1D member is she dating?
Harry Styles.
You got it. 2-2.
There will be a TV special next week for the inauguration, and this actor who starred in such movies as Sully and Forrest Gump and Captain Phillips is going to be hosting it. Let's not forget the Polar Express. What is his name?
Tom Hanks.
That is correct. 3-3.
Demi Lovato is finally ready to tell her whole story in a YouTube docuseries coming out in March. True or false, YouTube was founded in 2005.
False.
That is incorrect. Don't worry. He got that wrong as well. It was founded in 2005. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Currently 3-3 tied. If you miss the next one, Lauren, you lose.
Think about it.
Pressure.
How old was Betty White in 2005 when YouTube came out?
Right.
81. All right. Mary-Kate Olsen is one step closer to being divorced, even though she put her paperwork in back in April. She starred in what iconic ABC sitcom?
Full House.
Oof. Lauren, that is correct. Final score, 4-4. Barely making it in. It's a tie. You got 36 wins.
Scott, you almost got me.
I know. But you know what? I'm Scott from Charlotte. I can't beat Lauren, but I can try her.
Thanks for playing, Scott. That pesky YouTube got us both.
I know. Y'all have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, Scott. Hey, before we get to War of the Roses, I'm looking up because Betty White is going to be 99.
Mm-hmm.
Her first TV show job was in 1939.
Wow.
Her first movie was in 1945.
That's crazy.
Right?
I mean, she has seen some stuff.
Good for her.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Danny, you want to know if your girlfriend Robin is cheating on you. What draws you to that conclusion?
We've been dating for a couple of years now. Recently, she's kind of made some physical appearance changes. Of stuff that, like, I've never really asked her to do. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of catching me a little off guard. Like, recently she dyed her hair blonde from it, you know, being dark. And I don't know why she would have done that. She didn't consult me on it. And it's not really my place to tell her how to look about what she needs to do. But it's just something odd that, you know, that she's done.
I mean, I have an identity crisis about every 4 months and change my hair or cut it or get extensions.
You do.
Yeah. But I'm not cheating.
Well, okay.
Well, she's a little bit more extreme than that. Back in May, she got breast implants.
Why are you complaining?
Well, I'm not, but I never complained before. And it wasn't like something she discussed with me. It just was kind of all of a sudden she's going to go and do this.
Hmm.
Well, the last thing is so I was, you know, out at work the other day, and I get this text message of her. It's a picture of her, very almost like Fifty Shades of Grey kind of thing that she was doing. I was kind of, you know, caught off guard. And then I was like, okay. And then she just responded real quick with, ha ha, just kidding. And it almost seemed like that wasn't meant for me.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't think the breast aug is a strange thing because, like, I would like to maybe do that.
Here it is, y'all.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I chose to wait until after I had kids, but, like, maybe she's at a point in her life now where she can afford it, or that she decided, like, I'm actually going to go for it because it is a big decision.
But you would bring it up to Dallas.
Yeah, but I don't think I would, like, ask Dallas to weigh in on it. It's my body.
No,
you
want it, you go get it.
That's what Robin did. Robin went and just did it.
Right.
Let's call her, Roy.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Robin, please.
This is her.
Hi, Robin. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We are giving away a romantic couples package for two people to share. And we drew your name randomly, and I have dinner for two, a bottle of champagne, and movie tickets for a date night out.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to share it with? We just need the other person's name, and then we'll call them and let them know that they're getting it on your behalf as well.
Okay, sorry. Just woke up and trying to figure this out. So, yeah, of course, it would be Danny, my boyfriend.
Okay. And what would you like us to tell Danny?
That I can't wait to have some alone time with him.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
And that I love him.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Hey, Robin.
Robin, your boyfriend Danny is on the phone. You're on War of the Roses on the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Oh, my God. I'm so confused right now.
Danny thought that you were cheating on him, so he had us call and see who you send a romantic package to.
That I was cheating on him?
Well, yeah, you've been changing your appearance so much lately, and with some text messages you've been sending me, I was like, there's no way that this girl is doing that for me. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of shocked right now.
No, I did this for you.
For me? Like, why?
Well, because I... Well, okay, I'm just going to say it. Because I happened to stumble online on your online history, and I saw that you were into, like, big boob blonde.
So, oh, my God.
There it is.
I want you and
Robin
to be together.
Okay.
So
I'm embarrassed that I did this.
But the good news is she's not cheating.
That is the good news.
Stop and being so damn insecure
that she would think to do these things for me. But baby, I've never asked you to change your appearance for me.
Stop, Danny. Stop.
Apparently.
She's not cheating, man.
Well, I'm very happy about that. Yeah, but I guess we'll probably have some discussions when I get...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh.
Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Jamie, that Kiss Cash code word says get your grand prize of $10,000 and then you can win $500 right now just by texting it. So if you get a weird number that calls you back, answer it just after 8:15 this morning.
Yep. Giving away $500. We'll call you right back. Of course, at the end of this, one lucky person is going to win the $10,000.
Make sure you're listening 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2, 4, 6, 8 every day for the Kiss Cash Code. The code word that could deliver major cash to your bank from the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
And to be clear, because I've had some questions about this, do you have to win the $500 to get the $10,000?
Nope.
No.
just by entering to win, when we do the code word, you're in the running for the big money. All right, we're just giving out an extra $500 every hour because we clearly love throwing money at you.
Yeah, we're loaded.
So don't think that you have to get the 500 to get the 10,000. Just play the contest, and you can win both.
When you hang out with MRL, you go VIP style, right, mm-hmm, Loren?
Right.
We get the champagne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We throw 500 bucks at you.
When we take you make to McDonald's, rain. We get you the large size.
Value meal.
Our boss is calling us, but we need you to come on with us right now.
I don't know what to do.
Should we play a song and talk to our boss?
Well, probably. What's he want? Well, just check in and see what he wants. And tell him we need you on the air, because this segment's about you.
Because here's the interesting thing about our producer, Nicole. She's done something. She's ridden herself of something. And it's something that I believe people desperately need on a daily basis. And I also think that even though she's cut it off, she's not doing it right.
Mm. Yeah, I think she's still got a toe in the water.
Would you ever do what Nicole did? She did it cold turkey,
by
the way.
I dreamed about doing it, but I know that I couldn't do it. It would be a piece of me missing.
I would see. Here's the thing, and we'll tell you what she did coming up here in a second. She said, "I didn't even notice she had done it." By the way,
me
she
either.
Goes, "I did something 24 hours ago, and you guys haven't noticed."
So we all immediately thought she cut her hair.
Right. Here she's analyzing her face.
Right.
Nope, it's not physical.
I was looking for tats. Thought maybe she got something on the knuckles. By the way, I see that you hung up with our boss producer, Nicole. Is everything okay?
Everything's good.
Did we say something wrong with the contest?
No.
No? Okay.
All right. What is it that you did now 72 hours ago that it took us a long time to figure out?
I deleted all forms of social media.
She deleted all forms
except
of social
TikTok.
Media.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Except for TikTok.
Except for TikTok.
Okay. So what did you get rid of?
I got rid of Instagram. I got rid of Twitter. I got rid of Snapchat. And I got rid of Facebook, but I had to reactivate the Facebook because of our job. I have to post.
So you won't.
Okay, before Roy and Loren.
So I deleted the app on my phone. I only use it at work now.
Okay, Roy and Loren have a small issue with your bailing out on social media.
Of course they do.
But before we get to that.
They have an issue with how I live my life. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Well, they're brother and sister over there, or younger brother. Hey, why did you do it?
You know, I don't know if there's really, like, there wasn't, like, a set. Oh, this happened, so let me do it. It was just a progression of, it just didn't make me, it doesn't make me happy anymore.
You were seeing things you didn't like?
Yeah, seeing things, and I think with just being at home more and not being as active, like, definitely spending more time on it, but also spending more time monitoring things that I wouldn't typically monitor, or looking at people to see what they're doing that I typically wouldn't, like, spend so much time on. So it... Not only, I would say it's bringing more of like insecurities or bringing out just traits that I'm just not a huge fan of myself. And I think that.
Oh, you were seeing things in yourself through social media.
Yeah.
Even, like, so,
okay.
I have another question before
ahead,
you
mate.
Get to yours.
Yes.
Was this a couple day decision or was this like you made it Monday night? That's
you
it.
Snapped.
I'm cutting it off.
Yeah. No, there was like Monday. I've been wanting to do it, but Monday there was just something that happened.
It triggered you.
Yeah, that triggered me, and I was like, no, my whole saying is nothing changes if nothing changes.
Okay.
And I won't change.
Did you was one of the catalysts to cut it off? Did you look at something with an ex online?
It had to do with an ex, but it wasn't something I saw online.
I knew it.
Did you see it?
You know exactly what it is?
No. I don't know exactly
what it is. No, because it wasn't on social media. It was a conversation.
Oh.
But
see,
I knew it was something about
it. I feel like Nicole's going through something. And, like, I feel like I ask you a lot, like, hey, are you okay? You know, like, kind of opening that door for you to vent.
Yeah.
And you are saying you're okay, but then you do something like this, and now I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to be concerned about. Definitely, like, I wasn't in a great state of mind when I did it, but now that it's Thursday and I've been more productive and I've just noticed small things in my mental to where I'm not hyper focused or overthinking certain things that I don't need to be overthinking about.
I do applaud you because I think it's really powerful, because I think social media has controlled so many lives. My sister is a prime example. She had Facebook, and only Facebook, but she was glued to it to the point where she was like missing things with her kids, my nieces. And so after a conversation with her and my brother-in-law, she decided to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's glorious. She loves it. Like, and it's been now, and it's not just like a few days. It's been going on. She deleted it like a year ago. She's just off. And what's cool about it is that when the Capitol was raided, she had no clue. Like, it's like the old school time for her. She does not get news.
Like, somebody had to pick up the phone and call her.
I had to call her and was like, are you seeing what's going on? She's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's like 6 o'clock. She's like, I haven't watched the news yet. I'm like, what?
Well, that's kind of what happened to me yesterday when I was on a run and I got a text message about all the stuff going on in the news. I didn't find that out on social media, and I couldn't believe it. I picked up the phone and I called somebody to confirm, and they read me an article, and then it was...
Pretty soon, you're going to get back to pigeon carrying.
A lot of people are texting in who follow you on Insta and listen to the Meanie Roy and Loren show, and they feel like they thought you blocked them.
Yeah, one of my friends texted me yesterday and was like, someone texted me asking if you blocked them.
As you know, with the good also comes the bad. Here is the counsel, Roy and Loren, to tell you what's wrong with your social media cancellation.
Okay, you know, you're like a... someone who's on drugs, but you're still dabbling in a little bit of drugs.
Oh, my God.
You're going to quit doing, like, the hard stuff, but you're still going to smoke pot.
Right. Excuse me? Because you still got TikTok.
Yes, because TikTok brings me joy. Like, I can scroll TikTok and I laugh, whereas when I'm on Instagram, I'm overthinking, doing certain things with certain people. And it's just some things I just don't care about.
Are you just deep diving on people on Instagram?
Not even so much as a specific person, but like seeing people my age and certain things they've accomplished and being like, well, damn, like, what am I doing?
Plus, you still run MRL on Kisses.
Whoa, hang on. You are the executive producer to one of the biggest radio shows in the Southeast.
Please don't make me dog y'all.
Nicole, do you really feel like you haven't accomplished anything?
No, not like that. I just mean like...
You have your own place?
Yeah, but I'm, you know, like settling down, buying a house, like doing certain things like that where I see like all of my friends doing it.
You're still really young.
It's so funny. I knew exactly what you meant, Nicole, and these two are like, what? You're a popular producer on a very popular radio show.
That's not what
she's talking about.
This is an awesome job, Nicole. And I'm so lucky, but I just mean more of like personal accomplishments.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll dive in more on the Rap Party, which is an additional... 20 minutes after the show each day, unfiltered with the Meanie Roy and Loren.
You'll be there. She's like, I can't wait. Yeah.
You will be there, Nicole.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Meanie Roy and Loren.
I gotta say, I'm pretty shocked by how many people feel Nicole, our producer, who just told us a little while ago that she dropped social media completely. Except for TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she will update the station and the web and, you know, the MRL show stuff. We get that. But personally, she's off of social media. But she went on to say that, like, she was a little turned off by what everyone else in life is doing. And she felt kind of unfulfilled, even though she is a successful radio producer of a good, great morning show here in the Southeast. But people, Nicole, are agreeing with you. Like 828 says, Nicole, I 1,000% get it. I'm at a standstill in my life, dying to get pregnant, and I'm constantly seeing friends on Facebook or Insta announcing that they're pregnant, and it's like a slap in the face that I'm not there. I don't have any, quote, big news, and I haven't got, you know, I haven't gotten any good news in quite some time now. So I get it.
Yeah, and I can attest that that is tough, because when we were trying to get pregnant with Cashton, that it was really hard for me to see all my friends be pregnant on social media. So I understand that. But what I was telling producer Nicole off the air, too, is that I know you think that, like, oh, I don't have X, Y, and Z. But there's also something very liberating about not being tied down by anything, too. Like, you know, Nicole said, oh, my friends are buying houses or getting married or having kids. And I'm like, yeah, but at this point in your life, if something happens and you just want to uproot and move to Europe, you can't. Nothing is holding you back.
That is true. Like, especially when you have a kid, a lot of your decisions have to greatly change. Like, let's say for whatever reason, our show's not working and we don't like it or whatever and we want to change radio stations. It's a lot harder for us to pick up all of our families and all of our kids.
Uproot them from schools.
All agree on a city and then move
sell
there.
Houses. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Have spouses find new jobs.
You'd be the first one in the new city.
I was about to say, don't tip me. My best friends live in Portland.
I was about to say, me and you can go. I ain't got nothing tying me down here.
You are too. You're tied to another city entirely because of your partner.
What do you mean?
Cincinnati.
That's a problem in the future.
Yeah. Okay, so let's not go there like Mr. Free to Fly.
Right.
Yeah. There's a gloomy shadow hanging over me.
We don't have to get into all of it. But Nicole, I think my point is that I'm not saying it's wrong for you to feel the way you feel. And a lot of other people who texted also feel like some sort of envy because of social media and their friends that are posting, you know, things like, hey, here's our new house, here's my child, we're pregnant, you know. I think those very same people who are doing that are envious of you and the other people who are listening, who are traveling and
always
able to,
greener.
You know, yeah, maybe. I mean,
minus the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do think there is something, or there's always something to you want what you don't have. But I think that there is something to just these unhealthy comparisons that we make, whether it's to influencers or friends or strangers on social media. Like, not take the politics out of social media. You know, I think we just have these unhealthy expectations and everything is so accessible. You know, like if we want to know what our exes are doing, if we want to check on a friend, like there's just everything is so accessible that isn't always the healthiest things, but we've normalized these things and labeled them as healthy, and it's not. It's toxic.
Yeah, that's true.
Someone, this is a funny text, and we'll just wrap it up. Someone said, you know, I agree, struggling with infertility and seeing pregnancy announcement after pregnancy announcement
it's
is
hard.
Really annoying. Same thing about buying houses. Like, how many houses can someone buy in 3 years? Roy, the realtor, says hopefully a lot.
Listen, as long as I'm your agent, we'll buy as many as you want. We'll just keep buying over and over. But you know what, Nicole, don't, you have so much flexibility. Do you want to go play chess today?
No.
Oh. Well.
You know what? I think.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead. What, Lauren?
I was just going to say, I think Nicole needs to make a bucket list of things that she wants to do that isn't dependent on the things that she's focused on right now. Like, you want to take a trip to Australia, you make your vision board for 2021. Now it's going to probably be December of 2021, but
yeah,
you save up, you're setting goals for the year, you're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. Australia, December 2021.
Hey, good news. This is a perfect time for it. What a great segue. We have an article right here that says these are the dating trends moving into 2021.
There you go.
So you can listen
to
this.
What does that have to do with Australia?
It doesn't. It has to do with you and 2021 and dating.
Okay. Liam Hemsworth in Australia. I'm just saying. I'd like to date him.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, give us the dating trends for 2021 according to Bumble.
Yeah, so these are what we have to look forward to this year. There's going to be something called hardballing, which basically means that you need to date like a CEO. Don't waste your time with partners that aren't serving you well.
Okay.
So if you think like, I don't know if I see this going anywhere, just bail.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people listening would disagree with that and say give the relationship a shot, but okay.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people hang in there, too, because they're like, well, what else do I have to do?
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people hang in way too long.
Yeah. He has my CDs. There's going to be something called astrolove. Many people are going to be looking to the stars to guide them in love this year. So they'll find compatibility based on their zodiac signs.
You know, my fiance is really big into that. Even down, not just like which birth month you are, what
there's like a rising
you are, what time you were born.
Well, remember Madonna bailed on what actor was that when they sat down?
Oh yeah, who was that?
Or was it Eminem or somebody? I forget.
I don't know, but she was like,
what sign are you?
It was supposed to, they were just supposed to be working together, and she's like, I can't work with you. You're a whatever. I'm a Leo,
and got up and bailed. Right from the table.
Yeah.
I don't believe in any of that crap.
What else, Ren, quickly?
All right, Bumble's predictions for 2021, dating trends, slow dating. People are going to be more virtual.
Okay.
And then this is really interesting to me. There's going to be a rise of new dawn daters. So 1 in 4 people that are going to be using dating apps have never used a dating app in their life. It's going to be all the people who are in long-term relationships who broke up because of the pandemic.
Wow. Cool. Well, you and I have never used a dating app.
Nope. I don't even know. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. I'd get on all of them.
Would you?
No. Hey, speaking of my wife, Amanda, who I love dearly, I found her stash on Sunday.
A stash of what?
I'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. You're going to love it.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Another shot of $10,000 with the Kiss Cash Code comes your way in just a little over an hour from now, 10 a.m., and then every 2 hours after that. So I told you I found my wife's stash.
What kind of stash?
Magazines.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Of men?
Yep.
Dirty magazines?
What? Whoa. Who said they were dirty?
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know.
Stop. You know exactly what you just did.
If your wife told me that she found your stash of magazines, I would assume they were Playboys.
It would be so Sports dirty. Illustrated. My stash of magazines.
Mm-hmm.
No, her stash.
Yeah, hang on. Let me describe to the young people. Before the internet.
Right.
And you needed some alone time. You bought magazines.
You couldn't just go on a website.
Yeah. I went to move some stuff around in our shelves in our garage. And there was one box that I'm telling you was so heavy that I thought it was like concrete. Or it was, like, nailed down to the shelf. It wouldn't move. So I had to, like, lift open the top of it a little bit just to see what was inside of it. And when I looked inside, I was like, oh, I remember I put these up and almost broke my back because it's so heavy. It's my wife's magazine stash of 17 magazine from the early and mid-2000s.
Like Teen Bop?
Yes.
Really?
Tiger Beat?
Yeah, it was really cool. I actually posted a picture of it on Insta over the weekend. Leo DiCaprio was on the front cover of it.
Yeah.
Because of his role in Titanic.
Oh, okay, so this goes back.
Yeah, oh yeah. There was one from 1996 that had the Spice Girls on it.
Are they worth money?
She thinks it's going to be worth something, and it's just cool to have. But I'm like, babe, we can't even get the box out to look at these.
I thought you were going back even farther than that, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like Devin Sawa.
I don't
like,
know who those are.
Exactly.
I'm sure that they're
but
in
his
there.
His wife is my age, which is why I thought
yeah.
we were going way back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's some in there. Like, I saw a couple magazines from 1995, 96.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside, Roy, when you open up these magazines, it says you can order 6 CDs for a penny, and you had to pick out which CDs you wanted.
Okay.
Mark them with a pencil, put them in, put a penny into the envelope, and then send it, and you joined a club where they would send you CDs. It was like No Doubt was the hot band, yeah. Soul Asylum.
What is Soul Asylum saying? I can't even remember.
Run away.
That's good, bud.
Run away. Girl, don't ever come back.
You narrowed it down. It sounds like they were a hit band.
They were in the 90s. It was like Dave Matthews' new album, Under the Table and Dreaming, featuring yeah. What Would You Say? But it's great because I said to Amanda, let's look through some of these. And she goes, no, put them back. I was like, well, what's the sense of having it if we can't even look through them?
Well, it's like my dad has the big Hot Wheel toys stashed because he thinks all the Hot Wheel cars are worth money.
Yeah, but I'm sure Amanda's not stashing them because she thinks they're going to be worth something someday.
I think she did. I think she said that she likes, A, she wants to just hold on to them, and B, she's like, they're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a major part of her life back in the 90s.
It's just like your stash of Wheaties boxes.
Yeah,
I do have some cereal boxes. I have Urkelos, the Steve Urkel TV character. I have Homeros, Flutie Flakes, Doug Flutie, a former athlete, had his own. Yeah, you're right.
Let's open one of those up and eat it.
No.
That's probably stale. You don't want to eat that.
Just to see.
No. But see, my goal for that one day would be like, once the kids grow up and the playroom that we have now with all kids stuff in the shelves can become like my little man room and I can put that up. I could put up the
that's cute.
The cereals.
Do you really think you're going to put them up?
I think it's kind of cool.
And then people...
Wait, you don't think it's cool? Who else has a box of Urkelos showing?
Nobody, for good reason. Roy's going to be the person who comes in your house and is like, really? You got the Urkelos on?
Yeah, and the Homer cereal, Homer Simpson.
I'll play into it.
But the other thing, too, about Amanda's magazines was I was looking through it, these 17 magazines from the 90s, and it was like beauty tips. And a lot of it was like, I looked for you because there was a Hawaiian Tropic ad.
Oh.
And didn't you model for Hawaiian Tropic, or weren't you a cover girl for them or something?
I did a ton of stuff. Oh, yeah. You mean that wasn't Hawaiian Tropic? You mean like right before we got our jobs here?
No, I thought you were like on an ad for a suntan lotion or sun.
I started modeling when I was like in my teen. Like I did it all through high school and college.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm nowhere near it, but.
Yeah. This was like.
Back in the day.
And this is so cute because it's like 25 years ago and it's like, get a darker tan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like being dark and tanning was the thing, you know, before we realized that skin cancer was a thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, if you have a stash of magazines, you got to do one or two things. You got to either look through them or get rid of them. They can't just sit on the counter.
I agree. And I know my husband's listening right now and we have a ton of travel magazines. We're not really traveling. So can we
get rid of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just torturing me.
I thought it was hilarious. I go, Amanda, let's look through some of these. She goes, no, put them back. They're not to look through. Like, what? All right. Manny, Roy, and Loren. This is Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, did you say that you passed your driver's test the first time?
Yeah.
You took it?
Yeah. I don't know how, but yes, I did.
Was that in Florida that you got your license?
It was in
Florida.
Yeah. I didn't even leave the parking lot. I took my entire driving test in the parking lot, didn't know how to drive on the road yet, and my boyfriend at the time had to drive me home.
Oh, my gosh. Did you not have to go through, like, in Virginia, I had to go to a school, a driver's school, and you, like, you know, towards the end, you did the instruction, and then you just do driving tests on the real road?
Nope.
We did, we took a class in school.
Yeah, we took a 4-hour course. We never left the classroom. They went through, like, how to change a tire and I think, like, what to do in case of an emergency, but I never got on the road.
But you didn't have to take a driver's test?
Drive with an instructor.
You never had to drive with an instructor who had the big brake on his side?
Nope. Hmm. Welcome to Florida.
Hmm.
Wow. I mean, you are the reason for the change of whatever rule they probably made, right?
Sure.
Listen to this. This comes out of the UK off the website Oddity Central. A man whose name was not disclosed for privacy reasons reportedly managed to pass his driving test after failing it 157 times.
Oh, come on.
And spent nearly $5,000 in the process.
How old is this person?
Doesn't say.
I mean, is it Betty White? Because I would think it would take years and years and years and years to fail that many times.
The Vehicle Standards Agency in the UK reported a new record for the number of times someone failed the driving test before finally passing.
Hmm. That's a badge to wear with
honor.
Who listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show right now, who listening has failed their driver's test the most times? And what was it that you were failing? 704-570-9595. Parallel parking.
We surprisingly didn't get tested on parallel parking.
Me neither.
No, we did in New Jersey. We had a track you took the test on in New Jersey, though, in my county.
We did not have a track. It was, how about this? It wasn't even with the DMV. My actual test was with the driving school. And, like, you know, we would every day after the instruction just go out driving. And then one of those days was the test. And I didn't know what the test was. He would just say, hey, go here, go here, go here. I did it. And then at the end, he gave me a certificate, took it to the DMV, did another written test, and got my license.
Isn't that called the pop quiz, basically, what they did to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The DMV did not, like, get in my car.
That's kind of a good way to do it, to be honest with you, because I think I was going to say, I think a lot of people fail their driving test because they're nervous.
Yeah.
So they, like, overthink, overanalyze the way Roy did it. Like, if he did it every single day and he didn't know when he was actually taking the test, he was more relaxed.
And my guy was awesome. His name was Jim, and we'd get into the acceleration lane on the interstate, and he says, it's called an acceleration lane for a reason. Pedal down. Come on.
Head out.
Yeah, we're down. It goes faster, faster. I go, it's awesome. He taught me real things, man.
That's funny.
You failed, Producer Nicole?
Well, not my real driver's license, but in college, for whatever reason, me and my friends thought it would be cool to go to do a like a Harley Davidson class and get our motorcycles license. So we did, and we passed. Like, if you took the course and you paid for that and you passed there, then you passed the riding part of the motorcycle test, but you still had to go to the DMV to take the written portion. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know who we thought we were getting our motorcycles license. Like, in college, we could afford a bike to begin with.
Right. You didn't need to have a motorcycle to get the license?
No, they provided them in the class. And so then I go to the DMV to get to do the written portion or whatever, and I failed that. And they were like, you can come again in 30 days. And I was like, okay. And I just never went back.
704 said they failed it twice. 980 so far just came through. I failed my license question 10 times.
10 times? Which question was it?
Was it one of our bosses who, and I don't know if this is, if it was one of our bosses or just somebody we were talking to in the office, said that their son failed the test so many times they had to take him to another DMV. Like, they couldn't retake their test at their local DMV for like, I don't know, 30 days or something. So they had to drive him to like Gastonia to take
it. Wow. I don't remember that, but
I have a vivid memory of when I was taking the written part at the DMV. It was on the signs portion of it. And they always show you signs that you never see.
Yeah.
And one girl.
Like circle.
Yeah. Like one girl raised her hand. The person came over and she's like, I've never seen that sign in my entire life. Tell me where it is in Virginia. And the person just reread the question. And she's like, I've never seen that sign. And the person's like, I can only read you the question. I can't do more than that. And she's like, this is bullcrap.
What was the sign?
I couldn't see it. I could just hear.
Oh, wow.
I have my own pod. But she was so angry. She's like, I've never seen this sign in Virginia.
What, Lorraine?
Tell me where it is.
What are you laughing at?
Because I would have failed my North Carolina driver's test like recently. If this would have been the case. So when I went to go get my my new driver's license that has the government star on it in December, I thought I was just like giving the girl my information, but she was training. So there was somebody standing behind her, like telling her how to put everything in the computer. And when she got to my, because, you know, if you wear glasses, you have to like look in the little viewfinder and tell them like what the numbers are. Well, there's signs under the numbers. And after I do my number test where she says like, okay, your glasses are right or whatever. She goes, okay, so now read me the signs at the bottom. And I looked in and I was like, I got nothing.
I see a red sign that says spit.
S-T. Stop.
I see one that says yelled. It's a triangle. It looks like yelled.
I think it was like a grade set. Like, you know how you're coming down a hill?
Yeah.
Well, then the guy behind her was like, yeah, she doesn't need that one. I was like, whoo!
They did you no favors. You're a horrible driver, self-admittedly, by the way.
You know, you also like don't know what to do at a stop sign, right?
A four-way stop?
Are you supposed to stop?
Yeah. Well, no. People don't do that around here, but you're supposed to stop, yeah.
I think you yield to the right, right?
You yield to the right.
That's right. If you all arrive at the same time.
I thought it was a first come, first serve.
I think if you all arrive at the same time,
it's yield
to the right. If whoever's there when you get there, they go next. Mm-hmm. But not everybody follows that, you know. But this is a man who failed his driver's test in the UK 157 times. Oh, my gosh. Be proud, Lorraine. That's a tough number even for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right. Obviously, a big happy birthday to Betty White, who's going to turn 99 on Sunday.
You better last another year. I want to see them trip digits, girl.
I'm sure she does, too.
We said earlier this morning her first movie was A Time to Kill in 1945, and her first TV appearance was in 1939.
Yeah, she says that her sense of humor keeps her young forever.
You know, and she's 99. I still feel like the Queen of England is older. I don't know.
No, the Queen of
Betty
England's
White
not.
When she was a youngin' and would come trick-or-treating to the house.
Yeah.
That young whippersnapper, Betty White.
Yeah.
That's just Queen Elizabeth has just been there, man.
She really has.
She got the vaccine the other day, I saw.
Did she?
The Queen. Yep.
I think about it. The Queen was there like before TV was a thing. Like, that's how long England has had a Queen. That's a long time,
dude.
That
is a long time. Well, something that we're not sure if it's going to last a long time or not is this relationship between Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Apparently, Jason Sudeikis wants to get back with her, and he's hoping that this is just a phase that they're going through, especially because they have two kids together. They were together for 9 years, but I think he's going to fight for her, y'all.
Maybe Harry will be your like hall pass, and you can just move on, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
I like the fact that their kids are One Direction fans, and they're like, no, Dad, we want Mom to be with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least, you know, until Corona's over, we can go to a couple concerts. Maybe they'll get back together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you guys see that Nick Carter and his wife are expecting baby number 3?
No.
And she was pregnant for months before she realized that she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Like 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then finally, this is a out-of-control story. Rebel Wilson was doing an interview, and she talked about, I guess she was on a travel show, and she was talking about traveling in Africa, and she said that she was kidnapped at gunpoint. She said that she and a bunch of men and women were on this like cattle truck in the middle of nowhere, and these guys from another truck jumped onto their truck with lots of big guns. They took them to a house in the middle of nowhere. They made them stay overnight there, and then they just released them in the morning.
Weird. When?
I mean, this was years ago, but she thinks that they used them to like smuggle illegal things in, so they needed the truck, and they made them stay overnight because they were packing the truck with the illegal things, and then they just put them all back in the truck and let them go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are the scams that people come up with.
That's nuts.
I know.
Anyway, to get more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
We do have your chance to win $10,000 plus a bonus of $500 coming up at 10 a.m. with the Kiss Cash Code. Just by entering to win, you're in for the grand prize of the $10,000.
If you love the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, then continue to listen on demand anytime you want. You can get the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show 24/7 on radio.com or on the Kiss95.1 app. You can also get the Rap Party, which we're about to record here in just a little bit off the air. It's about 20 minutes of more unfiltered, unedited MRL
The star of the Rap Party, producer Nicole.
I want to talk more about how she announced today that she's off of social media, except .. TikTok.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.